Right now, it's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR director Mike Crane stops by each month, either here on Central Time, on the morning show, or on the Larry Miller Show, to talk about what's happening on and off the air. This month, we're going to talk about the end of production for two national programs, a storytelling initiative for military members and their families, a new Ideas Network station about to go online, and more. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about what we do here at WPR? Do you have a show or type of show you'd like to hear on WPR? Something you'd like to hear less of or maybe at a different time? Maybe a technical question about WPR.org or the WPR app. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Mike, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here doing kind of the new normal where we're not where I would be used to be with you, Rob, not sitting in the studio with you, but instead at my home office.
We'll make the best of it, even though we can't actually see each other. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's in addition to the pandemic going on, we've got an election season going on. Mike, let's talk about some political programming here on the Ideas Network. We've had interviews, of course, on Central Time and the Morning Show with candidates. What else do we have going on, Mike, for this, especially this August primary and beyond?
Yeah, there are a couple of primaries around the state. La Crosse regional manager and host of the regional program Newsmakers, Ezra Wall, is moderating two primary debates for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. And we had the Republican debate last Friday between Jesse Eben and Derek Van Orden, and that was Friday on stations in the Southwest, Western, and Central regions. And this Thursday at 10 a.m., Democrats Ron Kind and Mark Newman will be facing off. And both debates will be archived at WPR.org/politics.
And we'll have lots of our interviews with the primary candidates at that same place and more as the general election approaches. Hey, Mike, one big deal that I definitely want to make sure we don't miss talking about this time around, this partnership now that we at WPR have with StoryCorps and this Military Voices initiative we've got going on. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Many people would know StoryCorps, probably mostly listening to our other network, the News and Music Network, or because it's just been so popular within public radio for years. And what they do is they record the real voices and interviews of everyday people and then archive them in the Library of Congress, which is remarkable. And they're specifically focused right now on their Military Voices initiative, looking for stories of veterans, service members, and military families, not just the veterans themselves, because as we know, the whole family is in if someone is in the military. And so the idea is to share their experiences in their own words and for, in terms of the opportunity we get as civilians, to understand more clearly the complex realities of veterans service and sacrifice. So what's going on, Rob, is they're coming to Wisconsin virtually and seeking representations from all branches and eras of experience with the military, and there's a special focus on people from underrepresented and marginalized populations in our state, including women, Black, Latinx, Native American, Hmong, and Lao, and LGBTQ veterans, among others. And so that's a really exciting opportunity, and some of that will end up airing either on WPR or on stations nationwide, and all of it will be archived in the Library of Congress to continue telling the stories of our nation.
And I wanted to bring that up in part because people listening right now, if they're in that category, a military member or family, or they know somebody, we want to spread the word, right?
Absolutely. So usually this goes very fast, but I think there should still be some slots to reserve a recording time at storycorps.org/military. And I'll repeat that again in a second. Because you can also call a phone number, which is 800-850-4406. So again, it's storycorps.org/military. And StoryCorps is spelled STORYCORPS. And the number one more time is 800-850-4406. 4406. Really hope people will participate. I think it'll be great.
Talking to WPR Director Mike Crane. It's Mondays with Mike, talking about what's going on the air and behind the scenes here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Wanda is with us in Orfordville. Wanda, hello.
Hello. I welcome the chance to say what I have to say. Whatever happened to old-time radio?
Sure. Thank you, Wanda, for the question. This was something that, upon reflection, we should have been talking about more earlier. But we've been trying to work for quite a long time in removing from the catalog of old-time radio dramas that we played on the air programs that had outdated attitudes or inappropriate characterization of people. And in the midst of all of the news this summer flowing from the Black Lives Matter movement and the protests and all the rest, we took a hard look at it and decided that it was time for us to let it go. With real regret from this one standpoint, which is we know that there are people like you, Wanda, who really loved it. Among the problems that I think maybe we could have explained better is that it's not simply that there isn't anything offensive that is said in an old radio drama, but a lot of our Black and people of color, Indigenous people, have let us know for years that they also were looking for content on WPR to include representation of them in real life. And you certainly can find exceptions, but for the most part, what you find in a lot of the old dramas, and you see this on TV shows from the same era, is that there aren't a lot of people of color. They very rarely have a prominent authoritative role or are the writers of the stories, or the roles for women are often very stereotyped and so on. And so we just felt like the time had really come. It was probably overdue. And I know that hurt some listeners, and it was very difficult for our host, Norman, as well, because he and listeners have put so much heart into it, as well as some of the other people surrounding Norman in helping to put on that show. So that's what's going on with it, Wanda. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call, Wanda, at 800-642-1234. It's a good entry point, Mike, into some other changes we're seeing from the national shows changing production. I think you talked about this last time when you were on the morning show, but remind us of a couple of the changes that we're hearing from some of our national partners.
Sure, and we're very close to being ready to announce some new schedule things that resulted from this national set of changes. We're not quite there yet. We're still working on it. But Only a Game, which was a production out of WBUR in Boston, is ending production in just a few weeks. And also from that station in Boston, WBUR, On Point, which has been 2 hours a day here on the Ideas Network, 9 to 11, they're moving to a one-hour schedule. And Meghna Chakrabarty, who's a great host, will be hosting all 5 days. And David Folkenflik will go back to full-time reporting with NPR as their media correspondent. So that's the sort of daytime schedule stuff. And then in the evening, Live From Here, which was the replacement show for A Prairie Home Companion, has decided that they're ending production as well. And obviously, a lot of this is tied into fiscal difficulties that some stations have faced as a result of COVID-19. But also you can tell that they're trying to use the occasion of those difficulties to rethink things. And that's why On Point decided to move to a one-hour program. And so we're figuring all that out in terms of what it means for the Ideas Network, and we'll let you know soon.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Lori is with us in Hales Corners. Lori, hi.
Hi. Yes. I just read an article that Amazon plastics, I mean, I think I saw this online, Amazon plastics are not all recyclable. And I think they're very well-intentioned. I'm hoping that we can cover that and understand that they're making an effort to reduce the the disposable aspects of all that packaging. And another factor, and maybe even a different story, would be we are relying very much on delivery and packaging materials and non-recyclable things, and it bothers me. I wonder if we can head in a new direction and get some technology going and another way of, maybe we have to go back to the horse and carriage. What do you think? I don't know.
Lori, thanks a lot for the call. And that sounds like a suggestion for either an interview segment on one of our Ideas Network shows or something for the news department, Mike. And with that, we're always looking for feedback, not necessarily about which particular programs we should air, but there are ways people can reach out and make program suggestions to the existing shows.
That's right. And, you know, years ago on the radio here, we often said that the Ideas Network was talk about issues that matter to you. And that's what Lori has just talked about, an issue that matters to her, which is terrific. And we do. We want to know what should we cover, what should we talk about, because it's important to you, and that's our effort all the time. The Ideas Network is a wonderful clearinghouse of ideas that all of us have as citizens or residents of Wisconsin.
Thanks for that call. And anyone, if you ever have ideas for programs here at WPR, a great clearinghouse, a great way to reach out to us is our audience services department. You can call them at 800-747-7444. That's 800-747-7444. Or email listener@WPR.org. And they make sure messages go where they need to go. It's the August edition of Mondays with Mike with Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane. And you can join in at a different number, 800-642-1234. Do you have some feedback for us about what you're hearing or not hearing on WPR? Any particular show or type of show you want WPR to carry? Praise, criticism, question, comment? That's what we're here for right now. 800-642-1234 is the number. Email ideas@WPR.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. It's the August edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is here to bring us up to speed on WPR programming and operations. You can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. What do you want to hear more of, less of? Do you have a question just out of curiosity about how we do and why we do what we do? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Harry is with us in Soldiers Grove. Harry, hi.
I want to address what I'm thinking of, what you could call the binary nature of a lot of the interview programs. You have two people, usually on ideological, they're polar opposites, and then they repeat their stuff over and over again. And I was curious about having a third person there to bridge that ideological gap and be more substantive in the answers rather than the boilerplate that we get from one side or the other, which also reflects another thing about, full disclosure, which is the weak cousin of due diligence and letting the listeners know what the affiliations of the people are and to remind the people during the program that that's going on, because I think that's an important point. And the nature of the questions themselves often seem to be multiple choice questions rather than essay questions. I know it's a radio format and time is limited, but nevertheless, it would be, I think, important to drive interviews to information and substance rather than ideological points of view.
Thanks a lot for that call, Harry. I want to bring in another caller, Mike, on a similar topic before I throw this to you. Nancy with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hello.
Hello to you. I'm calling for the fifth or sixth time, at least, to ask you to please bring back the Friday morning 8 o'clock program that was on for decades and decades, which consisted of two people, one from each prominent political party, discussing the week's events. This is the year of a very important, the most important national election probably ever. And yet you are refusing to bring back that program. On Friday mornings now at that time, I have noticed that Kate has something directed toward children.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if you're trying to grow your own subsequent dynasties of people who will be Wisconsin Public Radio listeners.
Nancy, thanks a lot for the call. So, Mike, two different views on the sort of point-counterpoint Republican-Democrat conversation there from those two callers.
Sure. And there's so many things contained in that. First, to Harry's point about how some of our guests will come with talking points. My worry, Harry, would be that a third voice might simply mean three sets of talking points as opposed to really doing what you'd like it to do, which I'd say we all would like our shows to do, which is to try to illuminate solutions from all different corners and ways that we can solve the problems of our states through dialogue. And so that is a challenge, but something that I know our producers do think about, and sometimes they probably could act on that more to bring on a third guest or something like that. And as for reminding people of affiliations, I think that's just good radio practice. And so to the extent that that might be a good reminder to our staff to do that, that's good. Because among other things, I know I tune in the radio whenever I tune in, and I might not have any idea who the person is without the host reminding us who they are. And so that's definitely a good idea. And as to Nancy's comments about, we call it the week in review, mm-hmm. What we were finding was that it was getting harder and harder to book, to get the guests to sign up, and was consuming a ton of time from our producers who were trying to do so many things. And so with a previous host, we suspended doing that. And actually in the political season, that's even harder because many of the people we might bring on are actually involved in the politics, and it would bring into question some of the equal time provisions that we have to keep an eye on, and so on. So we watch for that. And I have to say, Nancy, you may have called five or six times, but you're not the only one. And I know that our producers are aware of the interest, and they've been talking about whether there's a way they can pull it off. And so we haven't forgotten, even though I wouldn't call it as you did, that we've refused to do it. I understand how it may seem that way. And then last, I loved the add-on comment Nancy made about our children's programs, 1 hour on Fridays on the morning show. That's been a lot of fun. It was an idea to do that because a lot of kids are now home, not going to school in the traditional way, and that this was a way to engage them with the radio and their parents and so on, and it's been a lot of fun to do it.
Thanks for those calls. We're talking to Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, taking your calls with questions and comments and suggestions. Back to your calls now. Richard is with us in Antigo. Richard, hi.
Hi, Mike. My family has been involved with the Republican Party for as far back as I can remember, all the way back before Reagan. And my uncle always gets letters and cards thanking him for all his donations. I got a signed letter from Nancy and Ronald Reagan. And I can't get my head around why some people vote exactly according to party lines rather than voting for a candidate, which I do myself, because I can't stand, following one set of rules, and that's it. Nobody wants to do anything else than just follow the party line. And maybe you could have somebody on that or ask questions, why do they do that? And is there a reason to it?
Richard, thanks a lot for the call. And we've definitely had a lot of conversations about party affiliation and what motivates people to vote for him. It's an interesting topic, Mike.
It really is. And I've heard, sort of behind the scenes discussion about that because some people feel like party line's the only way to go. And in some places, as you know, you're like for the primaries, you have to choose a party in our state. Other states, you can cross the lines any which way. And that is kind of a small example of how different places come up with a different idea about what to do for that. But talking about the politics of our state and our nation, That's right in our wheelhouse, Richard. So we'll keep doing it.
Thanks a lot for that call. I appreciate it. Hey, Mike, one piece of news that kind of snuck up on me that I don't want to miss. Big news for our listeners in southern Wisconsin, a new Ideas Network transmitter coming online in the not too distant future. What's going on?
Oh, that's right. You know, in Janesville and that area, basically for the Ideas Network, the station you can get is WHA AM. And that goes to very low power at night, and it can be a little hard to receive. So we've been busy trying to add translators, which are really just small transmitters around the state to improve reception for people. And this will be for Janesville. It's our 38th station, Rob. And we are planning for it to be on the air by the end of September. And so the folks in Rock County should get a better Ideas Network signal at that time.
That is fantastic news. I have had, you know, I drive over the years, I've driven that way a lot. And a couple times, if I hit it just right, I can keep WHA AM almost to Chicago. And then sometimes, yeah, especially at night, it's gone before I get to Janesville. So that is really good news. Well, Mike, tease something here. What are you looking forward to over the next month or so before the next Mondays with Mike?
You know, we're just doing so many great conversations and a lot of in-depth reports. The issues of our time, whether it's Black Lives Matter or COVID-19 or, boy, all of the election coverage and so on, it's going to be, in this sense of covering news, a great time to cover news, whether the news is great or not. And so I look forward to listening a lot alongside our listeners.
Well, thanks to all of our callers today. And, Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
Great to almost see you.
Someday. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us on the Ideas Network once a month, either here on Central Time, on the morning show, or on the Larry Mueller Show to talk about WPR programming and operations. He'll be on next on September 14th with Larry Mueller.